This is Northwest News from KPLU. The death of a dairy farm worker in February is prompting a push for tougher safety laws. Earlier this week, protesters gathered outside the headquarters of the milk cooperative Dairy Gold. KPLU's Ashley Gross reports.
The front doors of Dairy Gold were locked, and no one would answer the doorbell. Paul Benz, a minister with Faith Action Network, stood there knocking to no avail.
Obviously, the Dairy Gold Corporation doesn't want to come out and meet with us.
Benz and other labor leaders were there to present Dairy Gold with a petition. It asks the company to meet with the United Farm Workers and Nubia Guajardo to talk about dairy farm safety. Guajardo lost her boyfriend, Randy Vasquez, earlier this year when he drowned in a pond of manure at a Yakima County dairy farm. The farm is part of the Dairy Gold Cooperative. State Representative Brady Walkinshaw, a Democrat from Seattle, says Vasquez's death is part of a broader problem.
We've seen a death in the dairy industry on average about every 16 months since 2000.
Walkinshaw is planning to introduce a bill to improve dairy farm safety, such as requiring more inspections and training. Dairy Gold put out a statement saying its member farms are proud of their safety records, but are always looking for ways to improve. The company said Vasquez's death was truly an anomaly.
I just hope that they realize, you know, that, I mean, dairy workers' lives matters too. They have families.
Nubia Guajardo says her 4-year-old son asked her, "If I die, can I see my dad again?"
I told him no, of course. And he goes, "Well, we need to get a big balloon and go get him." He thinks by grabbing a balloon and, you know, going to the sky, he could bring his daddy back.
Guajardo says she's still hoping to meet with Dairy Gold. She wants to make sure no one else dies the way Vasquez did. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.